Warning track and right center to his car. Lefty Hal Winnichick will start to get ready. Now the pitch to Snyder. A ground ball hit hard towards second. Ernie Fazio comes up with it, plays to Staub, and the bat is out. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Now seven innings complete, and the score, the Houston Colts 45-8, and the New York Mets 1. That's the score here, and Ralph Kiner has the scores of other games for you.
While rain has shown up all around the circuit, San Francisco is scheduled at Pittsburgh, rained out. They had a doubleheader scheduled there, and San Francisco will be in here at the Polo Grounds for Wednesday night and Thursday night games. So if you haven't made your plans, come on out and join us. That should be a real big series. The Los Angeles Dodgers won the first game after six innings when the game was called because of rain, and the second game was rained out, of course. In that game, the Dodgers won it 3-2, the winning pitcher, Johnny Padres. He now has won 8 and lost 6, and the Dodgers now have temporarily, at least, increased their lead. I guess you'd have to say they have increased their lead to 6.5 games over the Giants. Also in the National League, Chicago at St. Louis. The Cardinals out in front 9-1 after 5.5 innings. Sadecki working on that win. Boyer and White home runs. That's the first of two. Cincinnati playing at home, and they lead Milwaukee by a score of 4-1 after 6.5. Shaw and Satoris, the pitchers in that one, the first of two. The American League, New York out the top of the first, no score. Kansas City now coming to bat. Stafford against Rakow. That's the first of two. Detroit and Washington postponed because of rain. Baltimore 4, Chicago nothing after 3.5, first of two. Minnesota 4, Cleveland 3 after 5.5, and now here is Bob.
Johnny Bateman hits the first pitch on the ground, down to third. Jim Hickman takes across to Harkness, one away in the eighth inning. Later this afternoon, the Red Sox and the Angels round out the Major League Baseball schedule with a doubleheader on the West Coast. One away and nobody on, and we're waiting for Hal Skinny Brown to come out and face Don Rowe. Don came in the game in the opening inning with nobody out to relieve Galen Sisco. Houston scoring 7 of their 8 runs in the first. Trying to kick the mud out of his cleats. Rowe has his sign from Choo Choo. Ground ball hit hard down to third. Jim Hickman going to his glove side is up with it. Throws to first, two down. They have been hitting the first pitch a great deal. Two outs and nobody on. Now Al Spangler coming on. Spangler got things going. He was the keynoter with a home run into the upper deck leading off in the ball game. Since then, he has fouled to third, popped to third, and drawn a walk. Al Winnichick continuing to throw in the Houston bullpen. Winnichick, the real Cinderella story in baseball this season. Inside and low, one ball and no strike. Al Winnichick, after 30 appearances, has an earned run average of 1.3. He has won 8 and lost 4. In 71 and two-thirds innings, he has given up only 39 base hits. He's been phenomenal. Pitch in the dirt, no play. What a chick who has bounced around for a number of years without ever really hitting his stride, really blossoming out as a relief ace for Houston. Spangler walks on 4 pitches.
Bobby Knoll, amazingly, he credits his success to the fact that he's learned how to throw a slider the right way for the first time, and you know who taught him? Rusty Staub. Now, that's sort of unusual.
Isn't that amazing?
Here's Rusty Staub, first-year man and a first baseman, and he taught Winnichick how to throw a slider.
Boy, those are those little things that happen behind the scenes in baseball that you find it hard to believe. Here's Rusty Staub, just barely out of high school. A miss by Ernie Fazio and a two-strike count. I'll say one thing, Ralph, that speaks well for Rusty Staub's high school coach.
I guess Rusty might have pitched somewhere along the line because you can always learn something about baseball from just about anyone who has played.
High fly hit the left field by Fazio. Drifting back is Frank Thomas. He's under it. He puts it away and the side is retired.
Fazio retired on the fly to left. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Now at the end of 7.5 innings, the score, Houston 8 and New York 1. There are many ways to brew beer. Rango takes the long, slow, costly way, the extra dry way. And that explains why there's such a wonderful difference in the taste of Rheingold. Yes, sir, dry tells you why. Tells you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean, clear through. You know, costly ingredients are one thing, and Rheingold has them, but it takes more. It takes the skill of 126 years of brewing experience. The extra dry skill that is Rheingold's alone. And you can measure the difference that dry makes in taste. Rheingold has the happiest taste in beer today. No other beer can quite match it. So it's no wonder that millions say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. But wouldn't you rather discover that difference for yourself? Enjoy the extra refreshment that comes with Rheingold extra dry beer. Open up or order up fine cold Rheingold. Is up against Skinny Brown in the last of the eighth inning. Rain coming down a little bit harder now. One ball and no strikes to 2-2. Skinny delivers inside and low. It's ball 2-0. Ralph, I'd hate to have to carry that catcher's mitt in my suitcase.
It's a big one.
Of course, it might come in handy if you were riding a train. You could use it for a pillow. Now a 2-0 delivery. He bunts the ball down the third baseline. It's going to be tough to get him. They can't do it. 2-2's on with a bunt base hit. Is on with a single on a bunt. Beautiful bunt. Aspromonte had no chance at all to get him. That brings up Frank Thomas. Frank has one hit and three times up. He scored the only run of the game for New York when he came in on the single to right field by Don Rowe. Now Skinny Brown, standing on a muddy hill, takes his side. In comes the pitch. And the curve outside and low. One ball and no strike. Skinny Brown has been a consistent 10 and 12 game winner. Real good spot pitcher. The 1-0 pitch. Foul ball. He had a curve that hung and lined it into the seats down the left field line. I don't know how much umbrellas cost, but a fellow was willing to lose his umbrella to try and catch a foul ball.
He didn't know whether to drop the umbrella, go after the ball. I don't know. He was all confused.
1-1 delivery, outside and high. There's nothing like looking up and seeing a line drive coming right at you to confuse you. Now the count, 2-2. The pitch thrown, a high fly ball, hit deep to left field. Spangler way back, and it's gone for a home run. Two-run homer, his eighth home run of the year. He hit that one a long way to deep left center field. It struck the railing of the upper deck. Boy, it is really getting dark now. It has rained the entire ball game, but just in the last few minutes, that overcast has really blackened it. Now Tim Harkness batting, and the knuckler is in, strike one call. You want to collect a little rainwater to wash your hair with, get the bucket out because it looks like it's going to come down. Next pitch by Skinny, a knuckler on the inside corner for a call strike. Jay Hook has started to warm up now for the Mets. An 8-3 ball game following the two-run homer by Frank Thomas. Now the pitch on the way. Bounced foul. He barely got a piece of it. New York, 3 runs on 9 hits. Houston, 8 runs on 7 hits.
came down much harder, and now the umpires say, let's wait for a while and see if it gets any better. Well, let's check our timepiece. Right here at about 10 minutes until 4, the game is being delayed because of rain. Going to cover the infield, so we're going to have a delay because of rain, and just in the last few minutes has the overcast really blackened. Rain picking up in tempo, coming down fairly hard right now, and many of the players are scrambling on the run towards the center field clubhouse. Most are leaving the dugout, and after taking a look at that sky, saying, well, this looks like it might be a delay of 15 or 20 minutes or so. So they're going to sweat it out in the clubhouse rather than try and remain in the dugout. The big reason being that the way the wind is blowing, if they stay in the dugout, they get soaking wet because the wind is blowing the rain in toward the dugouts and the center of the home plate area. So the game is being delayed because of rain, with Houston leading by a score of 8-3. We're in the last half of the eighth inning. For those of you who joined us late today, Houston scored 7 runs in the first inning. Al Spangler was the keynoter. He homered into the upper deck in right field, leading off in the ballgame. Johnny Temple reached safely on an error. Pete Ronaldson singled to left field. Rusty Staub drew a walk. That loaded the bases. Bob Aspermonte walked, forcing in a run, and Houston led 2-0. At that point, Galen Sisco was taken out. Don Rowe came in. Rookie Jim Wynn singled home a run to make it 3-0. Howard Goss popped up to second, but John Bateman tripled with the bases loaded, driving 3 runs in, and Houston took the lead 6-0. Moments later, Skinny Brown, always a good hitter, singled off the wall in right field, scoring John Bateman with his 7th run in the first inning. The other Houston run in the ball game came in the 5th inning on rookie Jim Wynn's first major league home run. For the New York Mets, they picked up a run off Skinny Brown in the 4th inning on singles by Frank Thomas, Larry Burright, and a run-scoring single to right by Don Rowe. Here in the 8th inning, just before the delay, Choo-Choo Coleman bunted his way on with the beauty of a bunt down the third baseline, and Frank Thomas unloaded a long home run to deep left center field. The ball struck the railing of the upper deck out near the bullpen area. And right after Frank hit the home run with a count of 2 strikes on Tim Harkness, the umpires decided that it might be best for one and all if they held up and waited to see if the rain is going to stop. So we'll have a rain delay right here with the Colt 45s in front by a score of 8-3. We'll be staying right on hand, and the moment that the umpires come out and indicate that they are ready to go once again. We'll be back on hand to detail the remaining play-by-play. But for right now, the game held up here on the Polo Grounds because of rain. During the interim, we return you to your local studios.
For a considerable delay period, the game was called, and the Colt 45s won 8-3.